Macmillan Audio presents The Third Victim by Philip Margolin. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Part 1. The Third Victim. Chapter 1. Caleb White slowed his pickup as soon as he spotted the deer crossing sign at the side of the two-lane country road. Caleb had lived his whole life in Whisper Lake, and he always slowed down when he saw it. The city dwellers, who only came out a few weeks a year, usually ignored the sign and sped on. But there were no lights on this heavily forested stretch. And when Caleb was 8 years old, a 300-pound buck had bounded out of the forest and totaled the family car. A burst of static from the radio momentarily distracted Caleb, just as something staggered out of the forest and into the road. He jammed on his brakes, and the pickup fishtailed. If he hadn't slowed down, he might not have been able to stop in time. As it was, the truck ended up sideways, and Caleb found himself slumped over the steering wheel, his heart in overdrive. He closed his eyes for a second to calm down. Then he peered out of the passenger window. It was pitch black, and he couldn't see a thing. Caleb backed the truck onto the shoulder. As he turned,